The following message from Bible teacher and pastor Jim Crabb is brought to you by Imago Dei Christian Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio.
Hallelujah. I have been talking for the last few weeks about prayer and the power of prayer. The Word taught us, Jesus taught about, he taught a lot about prayer. Jesus, so many times, the Bible says Jesus would steal away and he'd go up into the mountains by himself and he'd pray, didn't he? You believe Jesus prayed? Do you think Jesus was a powerful man? Was he? How powerful was Jesus, man? He was a powerful man. Was Jesus a powerful man simply because he was God and he always was God and he, from the beginning of time, was the Word of God? Is that why he was powerful? No. That's not his power. The Bible says he received the Spirit without measure, man. But Jesus, I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus prayed in what was on him. Jesus prayed about it. Everybody wants to have a different life, but I find very few people that want to pray about it. I don't like how life is. People are really good at complaining about how their life is, talking about how their life is. People will let, they'll let me and our team, our leaders, they'll let us counsel them through their bad life. But they won't, all I can do is point you to what to do. But it's funny in counseling, you know, when you're giving people input, most of the time they're doing all the talking and you're doing all the listening. That's what they really want. People just want to come and talk. They don't want to hear what the Spirit of God says to say. And so I find myself very frustrated about all that. When the truth is, what I need to say is, you know what? Let's fix your life. Let's just fix your life. Here's what we're going to do. Instead of you talking, we sure don't want that because you're the one with the issue. And it's not just, I can give you some scriptures and stuff, but it's not just my eloquent counseling expertise that's going to help you. Here's what we ought to do. And I ought to, give me other hand. Let's see. And I'd say, here's what we ought to do. This ought to be a counseling thing. We're going to go in this sanctuary here, and we're going to get out on the floor, and we're going to pray for the next hour and a half. Wonder if my counseling load would go up or down. And we're going to pray about life. We're going to pray about what your needs are. We're going to talk to God. Thank you, sweetheart. We're going to get a hold of God today. We're going to get out in the sanctuary. We're going to let the presence of God come upon you. I've got oil out here. And we got all the oil we need. We'll keep pouring oil on you and anointing you with oil and praying in the Spirit. And then I'll share some scriptures with you. And we'll pray it out. But we'll pray the power of God over your life. I want to tell this church this right now. I want to tell you, if you want to change individually, this year has got to become a year of prayer for you. You're going to have to get your prayer life back. You're going to have to stop complaining about stuff. You're going to have to stop just talking about, I wish things were different. And you're going to have to get a hold of God, grab hold of the horns of the altar. I'm telling you this by the Spirit. God is not withholding anything from anybody today. He's not. It is His greatest pleasure to give you the entirety of His kingdom. That's what He said. The Lord's saying right now, I'll give you anything you ask me for. I will do anything you ask me for. And you know, I'm talking about in the bounds of the Word. You start asking for stupid stuff, that doesn't count. But I'm talking about things in the Word, things that are in the boundaries of the Word. If you'll pray about it, God will answer every prayer you pray. Jesus will change your life. I'm telling you, by Christmas time, if you'd become, you and I would become praying people, our lives would be revolutionized before Christmas time, much less before the new year, much less going into next year. I'm telling you, you can pray a whole new life into your life. Jesus became a powerful person because he knew how to pray. And I love Luke chapter 11. The Bible says the disciples came to him and said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Well, who are you going to ask to pray? You're going to ask a successful person. I'm not going to go to somebody that doesn't know how to get their prayers answered and ask them to teach me a seminar on prayer. I want to go to somebody that knows how to get their life changed. Somebody that knows how to get a hold of God and say, "Teach me to pray. Talk to me about prayer." You know, I'm telling you, to me, 3/4 of the secret of prayer is just jumping in there and starting to pray. We'll guide you through the thing, but a lot of it is just having an open heart to pray, knowing we need to pray more. We need to pray more. I like doing stuff. I like doing church work. This is the day we brought our... These are presents you've brought to the boys and girls that won't have Christmas without us, bringing them a gift. And I think today's the day the Tiffany's class, the autistic children where she teaches, we've brought them, you know, their gifts today. And I like doing that. That's great. But you know what? We're more than just an organization that just brings presents. You don't have to know how to pray in order to do that. But I want to, here's what I really want. I want the power of God on Tiffany, and I, as her pastor, I want the power of God to be around us in such a way and us to be such praying people that Tiffany could walk in that autistic class, not just with a present that'll be a blessing to the autistic child. Here's the real blessing I want. Lord, I thank you for this autistic child. I thank you for the power of God. Lord, I've prayed about this. We've prayed as a church. Break that curse of autism over these boys and girls. What I really want is I want a testimony from Tiffany that the healing power of God came in the autism class, and the power of God, and Johnny, the autistic child, is doing better. That's what I want. Well, you're not going to get that just by giving them a natural present. And you should give them natural presents. Don't stop. I'm not saying anything about that. We should do that. You have to give cups of cold water. You have to help the poor. You have to give blankets. You have to give food. You have to do all the natural stuff. But the real stuff that matters, that what are you going to do about when they need beyond a present, man? We want them... Listen, and the church has got to get in a revival of personal prayer, corporate prayer, personal prayer. I am stirred up, and I believe that God gave me this series of things to talk about. It is time to wake the church up for prayer. It's time that we got back to our altars, and I mean back in intercessory prayer, where we hit the floor and we grab. Listen, I'm a product of people praying me. I got prayed into the kingdom, and when I fell away, when I got saved, and I fell away after a year, and I'm telling you, the little church we went to, they would not leave me alone in prayer. And there is zero exaggeration to that. I was on their heart. They knew I was away from, I'd gotten saved, gloriously delivered, and after a year, I fell away. I was back in the world, and they would have, after Saturday night church service, they'd go long Holy Ghost Saturday night church service, every Saturday night. And then they'd go to somebody's house, and they'd, you know, order something to eat, or get some potato chips, and pop and sit and talk about the kingdom of God. Well, during that season, when I was away from God, they'd all go to somebody's house, they'd hit the floor, and they'd pray in tongues for me. They would call my name out to God. Lord, don't let Jim Crabb go to hell. Wherever Jim Crabb is right now, Lord, Holy Ghost, go get him. Shandolo, velebose plegili masa. And I promise to God, I'm telling you, with God as my witness, time and time and time again during that period of time, I'd be sitting. I was on bar stools, and I'd feel the presence of God come upon me. And I'd feel him start squeezing my heart. And all of a sudden, whatever was in that drink started tasting like awful. My heart got squeezed. And he ruined that whole night. I might have been on a bar stool, maybe trying to flirt with a girl or something stupid like that. And the Holy Spirit would come, ruin the whole thing and deal with me. I remember one time I was smoking pot with somebody. We were sitting in their family's house. We were smoking pot, and it was like 9:30 on Saturday night. And all of a sudden, I felt that thing come. And the Holy Spirit, and I felt God squeeze my heart. And I'm not talking about I was touched by God and I went, oh, glory, that's great. I'm talking about that miserable feeling of conviction when somebody's praying for you. And the Holy Spirit, that miserable thing got on me. And I took that marijuana joint and threw it down. I said, oh, my God, they're praying for me now. I knew they were blowing the whole night. And I knew they weren't going to stop. And you know, week after week went by and they kept interceding for me. And they prayed for me. I didn't say they complained about me and said, if he really loved God, he'd come back. Listen, they prayed me back. I believe in getting a hold of people in prayer and praying them back into a place of where they ought to be in God. And I'm telling you, all I'm telling you is everything you want, it's this year, we're going to have to pray it in. If you're unhappy, pray some joy on you. I'd anoint myself. I have done it. I've taken oil. Where's the oil, Curtis? I've done this personally. I've taken the oil. I'd say, Lord, today, right now, man, I just don't feel right in my heart today, and I need some joy in my life, and I anoint myself with oil in the name of the Lord. Amen. Lord, I smear oil on my head. I'm believing God. Lord, let joy come on the inside of me. And I'm pouring it everywhere now. And I'd begin to pray, and I'd begin to ask God, Lord, take the glory. Thank you, Sergio. Take the glory, take the anointing, and smear it on me. Smear it on me. Put it on me. I don't think they're here today. A couple weeks ago, what I ought to do is just go around and just pray the rest of it on. A couple weeks ago, somebody visited. Somebody was with us. They said, and they came up crying after the service. They said, Pastor, we remember a service back in 1993, on a Wednesday or on a Thursday night, in the other building up there, and they said we had, and this person I don't think had been here. It's been probably 23-24 years since that person was in a service with me. They came that couple Sundays ago, and they said, but. I've been thinking about, I remember that Thursday night service. And they called you, you were preaching, and then somebody called you up to the front, and you and they took the bottle of oil and leaned you forward, and they took the whole bottle of oil and they poured that bottle of oil on your head. And she said, and they called me up to kind of, I don't know what she had, if she had a can or something to catch the overflow of the oil. And she said, I was up there, and I had the thing, and I was catching all that oil that flowed over. And she said, do you know how many times through the years I've thought about that night? And she said, every time I think about that, God speaks to me and says, that's how you're supposed to live. You just get around where the oil's flowing. And you, there's enough power and glory in that. If you'll just be around it and catch what's flowing off around there, that'll change your life. And she said, I've been wanting to get here for a long, long time. And they got in that service that day. Man, they cried. The Spirit of God touched them. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you when you have a flow and an overflow where the anointing's coming, you got to pray that in. I'm just telling you, I'm prophesying today, you can have anything you want out of life if you'll pray about it. If you'll get a hold of God. Huh? I mean, get a hold of Him. Talk to Him all the time. Turn the television off. Stop going here, going there. Get up early in the morning. Get out on your knees and pray. Stay up late at night and pray. I remember Kenneth Hagin said just time and again when I was at Bible school with him. He'd say so many times in the middle of the night, he'll sense the Holy, like somebody came in the room. And he said, it's the Holy Spirit came in my room. And the Holy Spirit will almost come to him and shake him a little bit and say, I need somebody to pray. I've got a situation somewhere. You don't have to know all about that, but I need somebody to pray, and I can't hardly find anybody to pray and talk to me. Will you get up and do it right now? And Brother Hagin would get up and walk the floor for hours and pray down whatever that situation was. You can pray in the Holy Spirit about it. All I'm telling you is, I don't want to pastor a church that doesn't pray. We're powerless. We're a weak church if we won't pray. I don't want any elders that won't pray. I don't want any preachers that won't pray. I should listen, man. Don't put up with me if I won't pray. Find a pastor that'll pray. I'm telling you, I will. I'm going to. I'm going to do better at it. It'll start with me. I need to have a better prayer life. I'm going to. I'm stirred in my heart. Aren't you, Joy? I feel it, man. I'm telling you, this isn't just a... I'm telling you by the Spirit of God, Casey, I feel this, man. God's calling me to prayer. And this is the way it works, you know. Whatever God's calling me to do, you better understand that this girl right over here gets called into it too. And so do my babies, and so do my sons-in-law, and so does my church. If we'll pray, we can have anything. 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 You can beat anything if you'll pray. You can overcome anything if you'll pray. If you're sick in your body and you're battling an incurable disease, if you'll pray, I'm telling you, God will hear you and God will heal you. Praise God. Say out loud, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. Can I give you a few scriptures? And then I want to read one key scripture. Go ahead and turn there to Daniel chapter 10 today. Let me give you some scriptures. You can write these scriptures down real quick. Are you ready? I'm going to talk. You're looking for Daniel and writing at the same time. Here you go. Psalm 34:15. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous. Boy, that's good, isn't it? In other words, he sees me if I stand right with him. The eyes of the Lord. In other words, woo! He looks around and his eyes. You ever said this thing? Man, I couldn't. Like when I remember the first time I saw Sarah, and I've told her through the, I just couldn't take my eyes off you. Huh? That's the way I was. I couldn't take my eyes off of her. At the conference this week, she was sitting next to me up there. She hadn't gotten to go, you know, in a long time, but man, she was there. I had to keep pinching myself, say, pay attention to your pastor. Quit looking at her. That's the way. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous. Here's what I want to say, though. But his ears are open to their cry. Ha! Last week we talked about Simeon. Say Simeon. Simeon, remember Leah and Rachel? Leah had right? Simeon was her second born. Reuben was her first one. Reuben means to see. The Lord sees your needs, therefore he meets your needs. Simeon means her second born son. Leah said, "Now I know the Lord hath heard me, that I was hated by my sister, you know, and now my husband will love me. God heard me." Simeon. We have a Simeon in our life. God hears us when we pray. Psalm 34:15. His ears are open to my cry. See, you believe it. Lord, here, Lord, I thank you. It's me, Jim. Lord, I thank you that you hear me when I pray. Your ears are open to my cry. Proverbs 15:29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Woo! That's good, isn't it? Huh? He's far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. You believe he hears your prayer? He hears your prayer. He hears your prayer. He hears your prayer. You know this one, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will, watch it now, here's my favorite word this week, I will what? Hear. I will hear from heaven. Yeah. Where is heaven? However far away heaven is, it's like right there. Yeah, huh? God will hear us when we pray, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer that is made in this place. Ha! I'm telling you, Carrie, isn't this overwhelming, man? God hears us when we pray. Psalm 66:19. This is a good one. Said, but certainly God has heard. Yeah. Certainly. That's how we pray now. Certainly God's going to hear me when I pray. He has given heed to the voice of my prayer. Woo! In other words, God heard me. Here's what's shocking though. And attended to the voice of my prayer. In other words, he's done what I asked him to do. Jesus taught, didn't he, in Luke chapter 11. If any of you, as a son, ask your father for a piece of bread, is he going to give you a rock? If you ask for a fish, is he going to give you a scorpion? Man, he's going to hear what you're asking him for, and he's going to give you exactly what you prayed about. Somebody shout glory.
Glory.
Huh. I got so many verses here. 1 John 5:14. This is a good one. This is the confidence that we have toward him. When we're praying people, we pray in confidence, saints. Don't we? We pray with confidence. We don't pray wondering if that's going to happen. This is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, what happens? What does he do? Look at this. Touch your ear right now. Huh? He touch your neighbor's ear. They won't slap you, I don't think. You know what happens? If I ask anything, I have confidence today that if I ask anything, say anything. Anything. According to his will, he will hear us. So I know that it's his will. Lord, strengthen me. That's his will. He hears me. He strengthens me. Lord, I thank you. You know my need. Bless me. Meet my need, etc. 1 John 5:14. That's a good one. Let's see. Psalm 66. Verse 17, this is a good one. Whew. I cried to him with my mouth. So you got to do it with your mouth, not just your mind. I cried to him with my mouth. Some of you need to, you know, stop this little, excuse me, this little, like, sissified prayer, like, oh, Lord, I'm nobody. I'm not any good. Why would you ever? See, if you start praying like this, he's not going to hear you, man. Lord, I don't deserve to even talk to you. So I'm not going to talk to you very confidently. I like this, brother. David said, I cried to him with my mouth. Some of you need to learn to get a hold of God again in your prayer life and cry out to God. I cried to the Lord with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. Next part said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. That's a whole nother story. We aren't preaching about that today. But look, next verse. But truly, God hath heard me. Truly. He heard what I prayed. If I'm praying about you, he heard me. If I'm praying about them, he heard me. If I'm praying about me, he heard me. If I'm praying about the church, he heard me. If I'm praying about joy, he heard me. But truly, God hath heard me. Shocking. And he has attended to the voice of my prayer. Next verse. Blessed be God, who hath not turned away my prayer, and nor his mercy from me. In other words, God hears me. He always hears me. John 9:31. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, him he hears. I qualify, you qualify as somebody that's doing our best to do the will of God. So we know that God hears us all the time. Amen. Huh. Let's see. I got to go through these. My. 1 Peter 3:12. This is a good one. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. You getting this picture? Eyes and ears. But the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, watch it now, and his ears are open to their prayers. That's good, isn't it? His ears are open. You know, when you start reading scriptures like this, Sergio, it goes through my mind, why don't I pray more? God always hears me. He wants me to pray. He told me to pray. All I got to do is talk to him about this. He said he's already heard me. He listens to me all the time because I stand right with him. His ears are open to their prayers. Proverbs 15:29. Did we look at that one yet? Proverbs 15:29. Let's look at it again. It's so good. The Lord's far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Now, there's a whole bunch more. But let me give you this one more, and then we'll read Daniel 10. Acts 10:31. You know this verse. I love this verse. Acts 10:31. And said, Cornelius, specific guy that's praying, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms have been remembered in the sight of God. When you pray, you've got to practice knowing that God hears every prayer you pray. And for him to hear a prayer is for him to answer a prayer. That's a fact. Now, just real quick, I promise this will be short. Daniel 10. Here's Daniel. And let's begin to read, and I wish I could read this chapter, do it later, but let's just start at like verse 10, Daniel 10:10. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me on my knees and upon the palms of my hands. You know, when something supernatural happens, it makes you hit the floor, doesn't it? Daniel said, man, when something happened, something touched me, man, I went down to the floor. And he said unto me, this angel, he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved. Man, I looked at that this morning early and I thought, man, I want him to say that about me. Pastor Cram, I hope you could say it, but my real goal is for him to say it. I want somebody from heaven to say, you are a man greatly beloved by us in heaven. Understand the words that I speak to you. This is the angel talking to Daniel. And stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. You know, praise God. We got to start believing that angels are sent to work for us again. There's an angel working for our ministries, Pastor. There's angels that are called by God to work for you and work for me. I believe that, man. We are in a supernatural time, serving a supernatural God, Tabby. Hey, angels are going in and out of our life. The Holy Spirit's coming and moving and shaking. We live in a supernatural realm and sphere. Amen. Hallelujah. Unto thee I'm now sent. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me. Now listen, this is powerful. Then this angel said to me, Daniel, don't be afraid. Now, Daniel had a need. Daniel was in a situation, and he talked to God about it. And what do we know? If Daniel's a righteous man, God heard his prayer. And he said to me, fear not, Daniel. Now, watch this. For from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten thyself before God, thy words were heard, and I'm come because of your words. My God. Daniel, the first... Look what he said. From the first day when you started praying. Now, I don't know about you, but there's some things I've been praying about for a while. They don't all just, all of a sudden, everything totally gets in line. Just because God heard me doesn't mean that all of life's circumstances line up like a bunch of soldiers and everything gets fixed the hour that I prayed it. That's the hard part. It's after we pray, can we stand believing here, man? This is what he said. I'm telling you this today. The first day you prayed, this is my translation of this. The first day you prayed about that thing, the first time you brought it up to me, this is God speaking. The first time you brought it up, I heard you.
Hallelujah.
I heard you.
Yeah.
I heard you.
Yeah.
I heard you. And your words came up before God. And look at the end of that verse there. Thy words were heard, and I am come because of your words. I'm come. This angel shows up. He said, I'm come because of what you prayed, because of what you talked about. I'm here because you prayed about it. I'm here in response to the words that you prayed. That's why I came. But I want you to know, now watch it now. Nothing's changed yet. But here's what I got to know. All I got to know after this study, all I got to know is, did God hear me? And if I know that God heard me, I know I have the confidence that if I ask anything in His name, we already found out His ears are open to the cry of the righteous. And He moves accordingly, man. I don't have to see it change. All I got to know is, does God hear me when I pray? And if I know that God heard me when I pray, I know that I have the petitions that I ask of God because I ask in faith. Woo! He said, thy words, into verse 12, your words were heard. My words were heard. He heard me. He heard me about that $15,000. He heard me. I'm giving you a chance to get in on me. Get in on it. But God heard me as the pastor when I brought it up to him and said, Lord, we need $15,000. Lord, I thank you that you've heard me. Huh? Thy words were heard. And then the angel said, and I'm come because of your words, because of your prayer. Watch it now. You'll learn something right here. This is what we're in. Why we're in a prayer battle. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. This is an angel. This is an angel that's coming with the answer. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me for 21 days. In other words, I came, you prayed. God heard you pray. Your words were heard the first day you prayed. God sent me, the angel, God sent me to come answer your prayer. I came with what you needed. But for 21 days, the prince of Persia got in my way and withstood me. Now listen. Sometimes we think God didn't hear us. Sometimes we think God's not answering our prayer, when the fact is God heard us the first time we prayed, and God already sent the answer. He sent a supernatural answer. What's happening is all of hell is trying to stop you from getting that answer. For 21 days, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me for 21 days. This demon spirit fought with the angel of God that had the answer for the man of God. He withstood him and tried to stop him. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Man, the devil doesn't want you to get your prayers answered. The devil doesn't want you. Shandalabo si palabo kotoma katai. God doesn't. The devil doesn't want you to get your prayers answered. He wants you to quit praying. He wants you to believe God's not heard you. When the truth is, God heard you the first time you cried, and God sent a supernatural agent with every answer you would need to send it to you. What you and I don't know is the warfare that those supernatural agents have as they're coming to bring us our answer. There's so many things going on in my life that are coming to me, but all of hell is trying to stop that agent from God to getting that answer into my life and into your life. Everything you've prayed in faith, he's heard you. It's not that God's not working. It's the prince of Persia. He withstood him for 21 days. Huh. Watch this now. But lo, Michael. Now Michael, God's got two. The two baddest angels that I know of in my Bible are Gabriel. He's the guy that always brings the powerful messages. If he wants a message to get there, he sends Gabriel, because apparently he's never lost a message. He's better than the post office, UPS, FedEx, Amazon Prime Plus. He sends it with Gabriel. Gabriel's the angel that showed up to Mary, didn't he? And said about the conception, about what was happening in her life. That's Gabriel. But we trust the guy like Gabriel, man, to make sure the message gets there from God. But sometimes you don't need a message, you need a fight. And if God wants, if somebody's trying to stop something, if somebody's trying to stop God from getting a supernatural answer into your life, and he sent a supernatural agent into your life, and there's some kind of battle going on, he doesn't need Gabriel to bring a message. He's going to send Michael, the fighting angel. He said, Michael, I need you. Pastor Crabb talked to me about that 21 days ago. And I sent an answer to a good old Pastor Crabb down there in Cincinnati, Ohio. I sent him the answer, but there's a warfare. The Prince of Persia is trying to stop that answer from getting there. Now, Michael, you in the mood for fighting? Michael's always in the mood for fighting something that's got to do with stopping the move of God. Ha! But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. I want you to know right now, if you're praying in faith, Michael is coming to help get you that answer that you need so desperately, desperately, desperately in your life. Michael is coming to finish the fight, to make sure that the Prince of Persia is pushed back and you get your prayers answered. Michael's working for us today, man. In the name of Jesus, everything you prayed about, everything you ever wanted, everything you dreamed of, hoped of, I'm telling you today, God has heard our prayer. 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 God heard you when you prayed that first day when you got a report and you called upon him. The Lord said he heard your cry, and his ears have always been attentive to your prayers. And it said today he's come because of thy words and your prayer and your faith. And the answer's coming. And Michael's coming to fight for you and with you to finish what God has started. In the name of Jesus, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. God heard you when you called out, man of God. God heard your desperate, frustrated cry. And the Lord said he sent an answer. And he's got an answer. But all of hell has warred and tried to stop you from getting the answer to this thing. But I've got it. I've got it. And it's about to be unleashed. Your prayers are heard. I'm here, the Lord said, because of your words. He heard us when we cried. He heard us when we cried. And in the name of Jesus, I think we ought to all just stand up. Let's pray in the Holy Spirit. Let's all call out this morning.
We trust you enjoyed this message. For more information about Pastor Jim Crabb and Imago Dei, please visit our website at imagodeicincy.com. imagodeicincy.com.